So, you have a new superhero movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And it's a team of superheroes, right?
Oh, boy.
We're docking a speedster, a lady with ancient weapons, a super strong guy that flies and shoots beams from his eyes.
Yeah, then there's Batman and Aquaman. You're not in the right offices, my dude.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the Eternals.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, great. So who are the main characters in this thing?
Oh, we've got some great main characters. We've got Circe and Icarus.
Okay, good, good, good.
And Athena. And Gilgamesh.
Oh, couple more. Okay.
And also Kingo and Makari.
You're still going.
And that's it for the characters other than Sprite and Druig.
Ah, okay. All right.
So those are the Eternals, also Ajak and Phastos.
Okay, and you have enough time to introduce and develop all these characters?
Maybe.
Sounds like maybe this should be a Disney Plus series, you know? Give this all a bit more breathing room.
Yeah, we could shove them into a single movie. It's fine.
Well, okay then. So what's the deal with these characters?
Oh, well, they've been around for thousands of years doing stuff like standing in a line and staring in the same direction dramatically.
Nice.
Having philosophical conversations, but only at golden hour.
Why even talk at any other time of day?
There's no point. And also, some of these characters are in love with each other.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, like when Icarus first wakes up, he sees this other Eternal and he's smitten. So he's like, hi, I'm Icarus. And she's like, I'm sassy.
Oh, being sassy is tight.
Oh, no, sorry. Her name is Circe. She just has a British accent.
I still stand by what I said.
Fair enough. So these Eternals were sent by a celestial to protect humans, right?
Okay, so then why didn't they help out when Thanos attacked?
Ah, well see, they were instructed to only fight these deviant monsters and to not interfere in human affairs.
Oh. Okay.
And you know, also they introduce technology to humans, which humans then use to kill each other.
Okay, that feels like getting involved in human conflict.
Somehow that doesn't count.
Oh, okay, and so you said they all have powers?
They do, yeah. One of them has super strength, one of them can make illusions and is a child, and another one can do mind control, which obviously he's not allowed to use.
And these Eternals were created by Celestials to go fight Deviants.
That's right.
And why not give them each all the powers?
Unclear. So anyway, they wiped out all these Deviants like 500 years ago. And then they kind of split up.
Okay.
But then Deviants start popping up again and Ajak gets killed.
Oh, she's one of the characters, I think. I'm almost sure of it.
That's right. Yeah, we'll learn a little more about her later, but for now, just be sad about that, okay?
I'll try, but I don't really know who that is, to be honest.
So now that the Deviants are back and an Eternal is dead, they gotta get the band back together.
Oh boy.
And so, you know, there are so many characters that pretty much takes up the whole movie.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah, like they go pick up Kingo, who's now a Bollywood star, so that's fun.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah. And side note, I already have Kumail Nanjiani interested in playing the role.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, he's super motivated. He said he's gonna work out for like a year to get in Marvel shape, you know, like crazy ripped and muscular.
Oh, you know what would be funny? If we have him do all that work and then we don't even give him one of those classic Marvel shirtless scenes.
Oh, that's a hilarious prank. Okay, let's do that.
A very good prank. So then what happens?
Well, we're also gonna find out the real reason they were all sent to Earth to stop Deviants from killing humans.
And why is that?
Well, see, once the Earth reaches the necessary population, a Celestial can be born from the Earth's core, and everyone on the planet will die.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty serious, and the Eternals have unknowingly been doing this a lot, but every time a Celestial is born, they get their memories wiped.
Okay, so if that's how new Celestials are born, it definitely feels like it would have been in their interest to get involved in the Thanos situation of wiping out half of all population.
Maybe, but see, the thing is, we already didn't introduce the Eternals into the Avengers movies, so I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about this.
Oh yeah, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Oh, I should also mention that there's this one deviant monster that's like evolving and growing intelligence every time he kills an Eternal.
Oh boy, I bet that's gonna come into play later.
Not particularly, no.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like, oh man, I guess we're all just pawns of Celestials, huh? And then he's gonna show up in the final fight and just kinda get killed.
Feels like an interesting concept to flesh out more.
Well, there's no time.
You know we're doing like 8-hour Disney Plus Marvel shows now. You can't explore this stuff.
No. Take all these fascinating ideas and characters and shove them into a single movie and then just kind of speed run through them.
Well, okay then. So what does happen in the final fight?
Oh, well, see, we're gonna find out that Icarus is actually cool with the plan of the Celestials. He's okay with everybody dying.
Oh.
And he's the one who killed Ajax by pushing her into a pile of deviants.
Very rude.
And so Sprite, who's secretly in love with him, she follows him, and then Kingo is like, I don't even want to be in the third act, so he leaves.
I mean, up to him, I guess. So how does the movie end?
Well, the Eternals need to stop this giant, massive Celestial that's actively emerging from the Earth's core.
Sounds like it's gonna be hard to do that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, turns out they can amplify one of the Eternals' powers, so Circe just turns this thing to, like, marble.
And a giant being emerging from the core of the Earth that doesn't have any effect on the Earth, you know, like, planet-wise?
No.
Oh, okay,
great. And then Cersei's like, hey, Sprite, I think I still have some power left from whatever that was, so I can turn you into a human since you hate being a child.
And that's a thing she knows how to do?
Sure, yeah, okay.
Well, I guess they're pretty good friends, huh?
Yeah, except for Sprite literally stabbing her in the back just a few minutes earlier.
Oh my god.
And then Icarus feels super guilty, so he flies into the sun.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna have a character named Icarus, gotta fly that guy into the sun for sure.
Yeah, our hands are kinda tied on that one for sure. And then a big celestial shows up and kidnaps some of the Eternals.
Oh wow, what happens with that?
Hopefully this movie does well so we can expand on that.
Oh, that's how the movie ends?
It is, yeah. Well, I mean, we're gonna have our obligatory mid-credit scene.
I mean, yeah, we gotta do that. That's tradition, you know?
Remember when it was just Nick Fury walking around recruiting people into the Avengers?
Yeah,
simpler times. That is not where we're at anymore.
Why, what happens in this one?
An alcoholic troll pops out of a space portal and introduces one of the guys from One Direction.
I mean, yeah, okay, that may as well happen, sure.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like it could be a fantastic series.
This is a movie.
I said what I said.
But anyway, no matter what we do, people are gonna love it. I mean, this is the MCU we're talking about.
Very true.
Hey everybody, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. Also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. And check back soon for a new one, because there's going to be new ones, you know? Okay, bye.